So, have you ever felt completely alone, even when surrounded by people? Maybe you were at a party where everyone seemed connected except you. Maybe you sat in a meeting at work, feeling invisible. There is a difference between loneliness and solitude. So what do you think? What's the difference between loneliness and solitude? Richard, what do you think? Loneliness and solitude, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. All right. So, Richard, Jerry, Jackie, you have your idea about that?
No.
Nah. Okay, Bev, how about you?
I think solitude would be something I would choose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an emotion that you can feel, as you say, even when you're with people. But solitude is a way for me to connect with God.
Right. Okay. That's right. Yeah. So I think you are in the retirement village, and it's totally different from the nursing home or aged care. So my previous congregation, I visited the three aged care and nursing homes. So I went around to lead worship service. Sometimes I did some Holy Communion. Sometimes I listened to them, had a chat with them. And at the time I felt some of them in the nursing home is absolutely alone. No family there, they just alone. They had to make some relationship with others in there, but it's very difficult in the context. So they are totally alone, and some people really waiting for my service because it's a bit difficult to see young guys. So they're very desperate to have a chat with other persons in outside the aged care and nursing home. So, Ina, what's the difference between loneliness and solitude? I'd like to hear some young voice.
I guess maybe solitude is more of like physically or actually alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then loneliness, it's more of that feeling, like you said, like it doesn't actually mean you're alone, but you feel alone.
All right. Thank you. And yes, everyone's answer is correct. And this is just my opinion about loneliness and solitude. Don't blame me. Loneliness, in my opinion, is that painful feeling of being disconnected and isolated. And solitude, on the other hand, is being alone in a meaningful way, spending time with yourself and with God, finding peace in quietness. Nowadays, sometimes we don't have our own space in our busy life to consider about what you're really thinking about. So that's really irony in this recent society. So today I want to talk about how God can transform our loneliness into purposeful solitude, and how that transformation happens through stewardship. So today's gospel reading from Luke 18 gives us two very different persons praying in the temple. We have a Pharisee and a tax collector. But look closely, both men are actually alone in the temple. The Pharisee stands tall and prays loudly, listing all his good deeds. But he's not really talking to God. It looks like he's talking about himself, comparing himself to others. Even surrounded by people in the temple, he's isolated in his own pride. His self-satisfaction has cut him off from genuine connection with God and others. The tax collector stays in the back, won't even look up, and simply saying, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." He's separated from the crowd, probably by choice and by their judgment. The other worshippers likely avoided him, seeing him as a traitor and a thief. His loneliness is obvious and painful. And here Jesus tells us something shocking. The tax collector went home justified before God, not the Pharisee. The tax collector's lonely cry for mercy became a moment of true solitude with God, a genuine connection that the Pharisee, for all his religious activity, completely missed. So we need to look deeper at these two men. The Pharisee weren't the villains we sometimes imagine. They were the faithful ones, the respected religious leaders who studied the scripture and tried to live righteously in Jesus' time. They were dedicated to God and honored in their communities. In many ways, they were closer to Jesus' own movement than most other groups of their time. And tax collectors, they weren't just poor, marginalized victims. They were collaborators with Rome, exploiting their own people for profit. The taxes they collected funded Roman oppression, including monuments like the Ark of Titus that celebrated Jerusalem's destruction. They were seen as traitors. The tax collector in this story must have been profoundly lonely. He had cut himself off from his own people for money and power. Now, standing in the temple, he couldn't even lift his eyes. His loneliness was the fruit of his choices and it hurt. But in that moment of painful loneliness, something beautiful happened. He turned his isolation into solitude, a private moment with God where he could be completely honest. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. No pretense, no excuses. He is saying just truth. Let's have a look in 2 Timothy 4. We see another kind of loneliness. The Apostle Paul writes from prison at the end of his life. Listen to his words. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. Can you imagine? Paul, who had given his whole life to sharing the gospel, who had planted churches across the known world, who had mentored countless lives, countless believers abandoned in his hour of greatest need. Everyone left him. This was not the loneliness of poor choices like the tax collector. This was the loneliness that sometimes comes from faithfulness. Paul was lonely because he stood firm for Christ when others walked away. But notice what Paul does with his loneliness. He writes, "The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." He transforms his isolation into solitude with God. And he continues, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Paul's confidence is not in himself or in other people. It's in God's faithfulness. His lonely moments became opportunities to experience God's presence more deeply. Both the self-satisfied Pharisee and the broken tax collector were lonely in their own way. Both Paul and his deserters faced emptiness. But those who turned their loneliness toward God, who let isolation become solitude with the divine, found grace, purpose, and transformation. Today is Stewardship Sunday. I want to talk about how stewardship transforms loneliness into purposeful growth. True stewardship flows from understanding who we are before God. We are recipients of grace, entrusted with gifts, time, and resources to use for God's purposes. Let me be honest. Serving in church ministry can sometimes feel lonely. There will be hard days when you feel burdened, times you want to quit. Church work can be messy and sometimes exhausting. You might feel alone in your dedication. But here's what happens when you preserve. Your dedication allows you to become multi-talented. When you serve in different ministries, you develop skills you never knew you had. The shy person discovers they can teach. The analytical person learns compassion. The person who thought they weren't creative finds themselves planning events. When I prepared this sermon, I was thinking about my past in my candidate period. What do you think about my personality? Always bubbling, giggling, and smiling, chatting. But actually, that's not me. A couple of years ago, I still remember, in my first year of candidate period, I was really blamed, attacked by a panel of the candidates. He said, "Mike is not initiative. Mike is not proactive. He's not a leadership of Australia. He's not a leadership United Church in Australia. We don't need you. You are not the leadership. we're looking for. You're always passive. You're always hide behind with your colleagues. When I ask something, you never put your hands up. Always you just find others and to get some help. Don't talk with others. You're already isolated in the, on the corner. You're not the leadership we are looking for. That's my past. That was Mike. But now look at me. Where is that Mike now? Totally changed. Totally changed. So, stewardship stretches you into uncomfortable territory where you're learning and struggling. But that's where God meets you. At the time of my candidate period, yes, I felt lonely, but it changed to the solitude with God. Your lonely moments of service, perhaps preparing a PowerPoint and something for Sunday school at night after daily work, setting on music before anyone arrives, working on church finance, cleaning up kitchen and sanctuary after people leave. These are not wasted times. They are opportunities for solitude with God. Moments when you can say, Lord, I need your help. And I believe God says, I know that's exactly where I want you. Through stewardship, God develops multi-talented servants who can teach, organize, encourage, and lead. Not to be impressive like the Pharisee, but through humble service. So, come with empty hands. Offer what you have. Watch what God can do both in the lives you touch and in your own transformation. May the Holy Spirit guide us to meet God in our moments of loneliness and through this sacred solitude, transform our journey into joy. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you like the tax collector asking for mercy. Transform our loneliness into solitude with you. Give us courage to serve as faithful stewards even when we feel alone. Stretch us, grow us, make us multi-talented servants for your kingdom. Help us walk together in humility and hope. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
So now we are going to